Doyle's first couple of years as governor were marked by a $3.2 billion deficit. Economic times are better now, but the state still has to cut more than $1.5 billion from its spending plan. The governor promised he would not raise taxes to deal with the problem, saying he'd trim wasteful spending instead. He also talked about areas the state should spend more. Doyle says he wants to fund more four-year-old kindergarten, spend more on reducing class sizes in poor school districts, and add faculty at the University of Wisconsin. He also criticized Republican plans to freeze property taxes and limit government spending, saying schools have suffered under similar measures in Colorado.
We certainly shouldn't trade Wisconsin's education system, where students score the best in the nation on the ACT, with Colorado's, where students score near the bottom.
We'll hit on some other familiar themes, calling for an end to what's known as the Qualified Economic Offer, or QEO. The QEO lays out levels for teachers' raises when districts and unions hit a stalemate. Education groups say teachers end up getting cut short. Doyle spoke directly to Republicans when he talked about raising the state's minimum wage, which is currently $5.15 an hour. The governor told GOP lawmakers they need to act on a minimum wage plan within the next month.
All over Wisconsin, I see people who are working so hard to support themselves, and they deserve a chance to get ahead. It is time to approve a higher statewide minimum wage of $6.50 an hour.
The governor announced a new ranking system for child care providers, where the best facilities would get more state money and troubled centers would receive less. He also introduced a plan where a 500,000 residents without health care could use a state purchasing pool to buy prescription drugs.
They will not have to go on the internet or worry whether the Bush administration will disrupt shipments from Canada. They will be able to walk to the corner drugstore and receive their needed medications at a greatly reduced price.
The governor spent some time praising the legislature for helping to create 70,000 jobs in the state last year. Three times during his speech, he complimented lawmakers for handling a budget shortfall without raising taxes. Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo said he's been meeting more with the governor recently and that some of the ideas from Doyle's speech might be doable.
But you cannot put a target on the back of property taxpayers in the state and say, we are going to stick it to you. You have got to understand that this issue of whether it's a property tax freeze, a taxpayer bill of rights, or other tax, you know, holding the line on taxes that we are talking about is serious because we have some of the highest property taxes in the country, and there is no end in sight. And with the things he laid out for education, it sounded good, but property taxpayers had better hold on to their wallets.
Gard's 21-seat majority in the Assembly means he'll shape much of the debate on Doyle's plan, but Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says that doesn't mean Democrats will be silenced. He says Doyle's earlier successes will help the party this year.
This governor has went top to bottom through government and found millions of dollars of waste and ways we can do things more efficiently, and we're not raising taxes. I think if a guy's on that kind of a roll, you want to work with him.
Still, the GOP chairs of the legislature's budget committee expressed doubt. Juneau Senator Scott Fitzgerald called some elements of Doyle's plan feel good, but said he didn't think the state could afford them. Doyle will address more specifics shortly. His budget address is slated for next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.